Well, what have you come here looking for today? Good food, good friends, good fun, some good music. Maybe you're appeasing someone sitting next to you. Well, for whatever reason, I pray that you'll see and you'll know the risen King in your life today. Today, I invite you to consider some folks that were looking not necessarily for a risen King that first Easter morning, but looking for the body of Jesus. It had been 6 days from that time when they had proclaimed Jesus as King in that entrance into Jerusalem. Jesus is the King, but He is dead, and He's been placed in the tomb. Let's pray, and let's look at God's Word to see what happened that day. Lord God, thank You for the third act and the third day. Thank You for the risen Savior. And as we come now to Your Word, Jesus, the truth about You, Holy Spirit, open our hearts and our minds to what we're looking for today. We pray it in Your name. Amen. We're in Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Listen for God's Word to you. It'll be up here on the screen. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said he would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The woman ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. The Word of God to us. From that third day, from that third act. Now, the people we see in God's Word and the people that we don't see in God's Word tell us something of the circumstances that were going on and what people were looking for on that first Easter. It was early morning when two women approached the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid. There had been a killing. They witnessed it. There had been a crucifixion, a cruel crucifixion 3 days earlier. Now, just so you understand, when we talk about 3 days, you see, Jewish thought is that any part of a day is a day. Okay? So on Friday, when Jesus died upon the cross, that was one day. And then there was Saturday when he was in the tomb. And then now the third day, they are at the tomb. And that's the 3 days in the Jewish thought of the death of Christ. Two women that had witnessed the death 3 days earlier, knew the King. They knew Jesus, the King. and they were on their way to the cemetery to look for his body. Now, what do you imagine they were looking for that morning? A dead body. That's it. They were not looking for a risen king. They were not looking for a king at all, because they had witnessed the death of the king. And in the darkness of that morning, some amazing things begin to happen. There was an earthquake. That kind of shook them. Would shake me. There was an angel with a face like lightning. And that angel shows up and rolls the stone away. Brave soldiers. Now, they faint. These are soldiers that have been in the battle, that have faced death before, but they fall to a dead faint at this scene. The angel speaks to the women and tells them that he knew they were looking for Jesus. They weren't really looking for Jesus, though. They were definitely not looking for a king that morning. They were looking for a dead body. They were probably concerned about, I know there's a big stone in front of the tomb. How in the world are we going to move that big stone? They were not prepared for an earthquake. How many of us are? They were not prepared for an empty tomb. That seems just a bit too scary, doesn't it? And they were definitely not ready for a resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. According to the Gospel of John, Mary didn't even recognize Jesus. She thought Jesus was the gardener. Obviously, she wasn't looking for Jesus because he was right there, alive, and she thought he was the gardener. We need to ask ourselves what we're looking for on this Easter. What are we looking for on this Easter morning? Well, let's look at some other folks. The Roman leaders were not looking for a new king that morning. They were not looking for the King Jesus. They knew that he was dead. They had carried out the orders. They knew he wouldn't be around to stir the people up anymore. They were looking forward to getting things back to order, okay? They wanted to get things back to the way things were. They wanted to get all these people out of here so they could get on with their corner of the earth and deal with things. Now, the religious leaders, we don't see any indication that the religious leaders that complained the most, screamed the loudest against Jesus, they're not looking for the king that morning. They'd taken care of this miracle worker. They had taken care of the one that called them to task with the word of God. Well, who's he to call us to task with the word of God? They were looking forward to getting things back to the way things had been. Of course, just to be careful, they had arranged for the Romans and with the Romans to make sure there were guards to keep the body in the tomb. They didn't want anything happening. So let's just be careful. Let's make sure that there's somebody there to guard. And those guards right there at the tomb, they weren't looking for anything that morning. They were probably bored with their jobs. Working in a cemetery, that's an exciting position. Okay. Well, at least it was a quiet place. And if you're working in a cemetery, every once in a while, you might get a nap in. Okay. So they were not looking for a risen Savior, a risen King that morning. And in fact, the ones that had followed Jesus the most and the closest were not even looking for him that morning. Even those that said they would follow the king anywhere he would go, they were not looking for Jesus. We find two of them looking for an empty tomb after the women told him, "It's empty. He's not there. The body's not there." And where are the crowds of people that the week before, on that Sunday, where are they? The ones that proclaimed Hosanna to the King, the Son of David, the Savior, the Prophet, the Messiah has come. Where are they? There's no crowds going to the cemetery to look for the King. Besides, many of them had stopped following earlier on because his teachings were just a little bit too tough. His teachings called them to task. His teachings demanded some change in their life, and that's just too hard. I don't want to do that. I don't want to follow that kind of king. You know what? After Jesus' death, as during his life, he was mostly disregarded. He was mostly disowned. He was despised. He was rejected. And for sure, on that third morning, most of the people were not looking for the King. But what about today? Easter 2017. It seems that increasingly fewer people seek Jesus, and even more so, fewer people think of Jesus as a king. And fewer people think of Jesus as a king that they could go to for wisdom, for help in life. Like many on that Easter morning, people don't think that Jesus is alive. They just don't think of Jesus as a risen Savior in the world that we live in anymore. Like the Roman conquerors and the common people, most of the people in the world tend to be indifferent to Jesus. Like the Jewish leaders and those that quit following because the teachings were hard, many people don't seek Jesus because, well, you know what? I just don't like him. I really don't know him, but I just don't like him. So for sure, I'm not going to look for him. You hear it. I imagine you see it. There's a lot of that in the world today. And for sure, they don't want a king directing them. You see, Jesus' death on the cross was a struggle. It was a struggle between the love of God come to this earth and evil and selfishness and sin. And let's call it the devil. It was a battle there at the cross. And we live in a world that seems to have an increasing amount of evil. Golly, maybe it's just that I get more of that information today, but it sure seems obvious to me that there's a lot of evil. So here we are at Easter in 2017. Some of Jesus' disciples today don't even seek him today. Other things become more important, don't they? Especially getting things back to normal, back to our order. Most of Jesus' disciples are not afraid of Easter like the two women and the disciples that went on that third morning. Many Christians today haven't even done enough of what Jesus calls them to do to fear any suffering at all. In fact, some prefer to be the member of an organization rather than follow Jesus. That organization could even be a church. Some prefer to just go through the stages and follow the checklist rather than believe in a risen Savior. You know, you can find him in a book. You can find the risen Savior in a book. unless you keep that book closed. And if you keep the book closed, then you can keep him dead to you. You have to open it up. And when you do, and when you come by faith to the Word, he's alive. He's alive. He's risen. It's the third act. Okay? It's the third act. Most people in our culture today know that Jesus did something important on the cross. They think that what he did on the cross guarantees that everyone will get to heaven. Yet, they avoid thinking about the resurrection of Jesus because it means that you have to believe something that is greater than you can understand with your mind. That you have to believe in something that is greater than you are. Life overcoming death. Jesus raised from the dead and the return of the King. The question that John the Baptist asked in Matthew 11 is still being asked by hundreds of thousands of people today. Are you the Messiah we've been expecting? Or should we keep looking for someone else? What are you looking for this Easter? Are you looking for death? Are you looking for life? Are you looking for a risen King? Are you remembering what you have believed in your heart? Or have you slipped back into the old order of things? God's Word tells us something great. Tells us in 1 Peter. Peter, one of the guys that ran to the tomb. Let's look at that. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change or decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. There's a fourth act. There is a fourth act. He's coming again. He has risen in the third, and in the fourth, He's coming again. Are you ready? Are you looking? Are you ready for the King? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You that You did not remain in the tomb. That in the third act, You rose from the grave. And Lord, there were those that witnessed it. And Lord, right now, right here this morning, we can witness that as we believe in our hearts in You as a risen Savior. And Lord, help us to lift up our hearts, lift up our eyes, and to watch for the fourth act, Your return to this earth. Lord, thank You for the resurrection. Resurrect Your Spirit in our lives today. We ask in Your name, Jesus. Amen.